or bold George Fox's message the scriptures below constitute the core of Fox's teachings and ministry. Peter said at Pentecost that the below prophecy in Joel was fulfilled at that time. I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Acts 2:16-21, they will all be taught by God. John 6:45, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and how to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Titus 2:11-12, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to benefit all. 1 Cor 12:7, for this purpose the Son of God is revealed in us, that he might destroy in us the works sin of the devil. 1 John 3:8, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came as a witness to bear witness to the light, so that all men might believe through it the light, Christ. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light, which is the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. John 1:6-9, Jesus said, believe in the light that you may be the children of light. John 12:36, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world every man, but men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil deeds sins, hates the light, so hates Christ, who is the light, and does not come to the light for fear his deeds will be exposed and reproved. But whoever practices truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be shown to have been produced, formed, and powered through God. John 3:19-21, the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and you do not need any man to teach you, as the same teaches you all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. 1 John 2:27, from his letter 265, along with George Fox's translation to the kingdom, as described in the first chapter of his journal. This letter, exceeding all his other letters, convinced me that George Fox did not speak like the scribes. Instead, he spoke and wrote with heavenly authority and understanding, for he lived in the kingdom, in the presence of God. All you who are believers in the light of Christ, which manifests darkness, you are kept by the power of God unto the day of salvation. Asterisk, a believer in the light of Christ believes the light's anonymous pleadings, which every man hears at some point in his life, to turn from his evil behaviors, deeds of darkness. And because he loves the truth that the light shows him, he repents. And so as many as are kept by the power of the Lord until the day of salvation, though the day of salvation is not yet completed, yet in the day of salvation, the people of God are a willing people, even in this day of his power. For those virgins in the parable, they had their keeper, by which they were preserved in their virginity, which they were never accused of losing. For it is said that the cry was at midnight. That is, the midtime of darkness. For darkness is called night, and the voice of the bridegroom was at midnight, arise. Now those who had no oil in their lamps did not enter with the bridegroom, but those who had oil did. Now that which keeps is the power of God, and it preserves pure to him in the virginity, from that which would defile the virgin mind, and the virgin soul and spirit. For it is all from the same man of sin who defiles the mind, and the spirit, who leads them out to defile their bodies and corrupt them. Therefore all are to mind their keeper, the power of God, which was before the devil, the man of sin, was, by which power of God they have oil in their lamps, through which their lamps may always be burning in their temple, and such come to be the temple of God. For those who defile the temple, defile their souls and bodies, they let in the defiler and destroyer, and so their lamps go out, and they go from God and his power, the keeper, and such God will destroy. And so as many as are kept by the power of the Lord until the day of salvation, though the day of salvation is not yet completed, yet in the day of salvation the people of God are a willing people, even in this day of his power. And so they are to abide with their keeper, which is the power of God. For while they are in the night, and not in the day of salvation, nor day of power, though they may be in the wilderness of temptations and trouble, yet may feel the power, the keeper, to lead through all these things, out of Egypt, through the Red Sea, through the wilderness, through Jordan, the river of judgment, and over the Canaanites. And therefore everyone's faith is to stand in the power of God, and believe in the power of God, that will bring to the day of God's power, and to the day of his salvation. Asterisk, you are kept by the power of God to reach the day of salvation, providing you stay on the inward cross of self-denial in the narrow way. For the outward Jew did not enter, because of unbelief. And so this great foul man of sin has defiled all mankind outwardly and inwardly. And therefore all are to have their faith to stand in the power of God, their keeper. For the defilement is in the night, by the power of darkness, and through it. Therefore let your faith stand in the power of God, your keeper, which will keep body and soul and spirit clean and blameless to the day of redemption and day of salvation. And by the power of God such will have a dominion over the foul man of sin, the devil. For it is he and people who leads and tempts to outward defilement of their body, and so to lose their virginity. And it is he who draws their minds from God and Christ, and from God's ways, and his worship, and his truth, and his spirit, and his grace, and his faith that he works in people. Therefore, if your faith stands in the power of God, all is preserved by it, body, soul, and spirit, in purity and a hidden mind, soul, and spirit, secret to the Lord, who is a spirit. And they are preserved by his power, their keeper. For it is as the saying of some of the world, who are the most modest, that they will keep their outward virginity to the day of their death, or of their marriage. But such as before spoken of, who have no esteem of their bodies, no more than unruly beasts, give up their bodies to uncleanness, and themselves to work wickedness, and so forsake their keeper, the power of God, which should keep both inwardly and outwardly. And so all the inward virgin minds, and souls and spirits that are hidden to the Lord, they will die before they will lose their inward virginity, but will keep it to the marriage of the Lamb, as the wise virgins did. By which power they are preserved over the man of sin, whom Christ their husband bruises the head of, and destroys him and his works. For Christ was before the man of sin was, the devil and also his works, who was glorified with the Father before the world began. And therefore all such virgins who have come to Christ, and are married to him, Christ your husband, he will deal with the foul man of sin and bruise his head and break his power and strength to pieces, and will take him and cast him into everlasting fire. And therefore keep your faith in the power of God, which will bring you to the marriage of the Lamb. By which power of God, which was before the devil was, you have oil in your lamps, that your lamps may burn always. By which power of God you may come to the day of God's power, and all to be a willing people, to serve God and walk in truth, and to obey him. And so by the same power of God, which is your keeper, you may come to the day of salvation. You may have the song of salvation, and joy of salvation, and comfort of salvation, and the possession of salvation, and be heirs of the same. And so here you have your keeper, that is, the power of God. And Peter's words answer to this, you have the sure prophetic word which you do well to take heed unto, as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arises in you hearts. 2 Pet 1:19 signifying it is sufficient, which you must take heed to, it will lead you to the day dawning, the light that shines in the dark place of your hearts, in the dark place of your minds. Now you do well to take heed to this light, for it leads you to the day star and day dawning. Out of Egypt have I called my son, said the Lord, and Israel was called God's son, who was called out of the house of darkness and bondage. They had light in Goshen, when the children of Egypt were in darkness, and could not see one another. For now the children of light have light, and can see one another. The children of Egypt, Sodom, and Babylon cannot see one another. And so, they do well that take heed to the light, but they do ill that do not take heed to the light. For they walk in darkness, and know not where they go, and stumble at noonday, the highest time of light. For this light leads to the day dawning, and day star arising in their hearts, which is a sure word of prophecy. A prophet is a seer, and so with the light he will see that which manifests is light. By it you shall see the day dawning, and the day star arising, and when that arises, the sons of God sing together because of the joyful day. And the saints sing, who have long been in the brambly, briary wilderness, and in the house of bondage, of darkness and trouble, and of sorrow and misery. Therefore there is joy when the day star appears and the day dawn. There is great cause of joy for all the sons of God when the day star appears, and for them to sing together, for long nights of trouble and travail have they been in. The path of the just is a shining light, Pro 4:18, the path of the unjust is darkness, so there are but two paths. Now the unjust cannot abide to hear talk of the light, but call it natural, and created and made, or conscience, they do not know what to call it, whose darkness cannot comprehend the light, though it shines in the darkness. And so, the path of the just being a shining light, which shines more and more unto the perfect day. signifying that the day is come, that the just has his path, and his path is a shining light, and so increases, shines more and more unto the perfect day. Now the unjust being in darkness, they hate the light and love darkness rather than light. And they hate the just man's path, the light, because their deeds are evil, for the light will reprove them. John 3, 19-21. So the just man's path is sufficient, a shining light. For it shines more and more, it increases, it is sufficient, and brings to the perfect day. Now the unjust, whose path is darkness, say, it is not sufficient. But such cannot abide the light, cannot abide the just man's path, nor the just either, but hate both, and speak against him and his path with his darkness that cannot comprehend the light, though light shines in his darkness. And therefore, if he cannot comprehend the light with his darkness, how can he comprehend the prophets and apostles and Christ's words? But calls light darkness and darkness light, and calls it natural or created or made or conscience. And so this comes to be fulfilled on them, as John 1, 5 said, who with their darkness could not comprehend the light, yet they would be talking of the saints' words, law and prophets, with their darkness, which could not comprehend the light. They would call light darkness, said Christ, if that light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? Matt 6:23, you neither know the scriptures nor the power of God. Matt 22:29, how should they know the scriptures or the power of God either, whose darkness does not comprehend the light? A dark man is a blind man. A blind man has not true judgment. Therefore, how should they call it otherwise, but a natural light, a created or made light? So the Pharisees believed that Christ was to come and preached him to come, as the Protestants and Papists preach him, that he is come and to come, and can tell by Scripture where he was crucified, as the Jews could tell by Scripture where he was to be born. But they were all against Christ, the light. When he came, they said, Christ had a devil. The Pharisees said of him, who was light, that he was the prince of devils, who was the light and the truth and the life, and that he was the carpenter's son. So without the light they could not see him, nor his works with their darkness. Neither can they now, neither can they know the scriptures nor the power of God, whose darkness cannot comprehend the light. And John was a man sent from God, the greatest prophet born of a woman, who came for a witness to bear witness of the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world, that all through him might believe. And it is said in John 1:4, in Christ was life, and this life was the light of men. And so the life that is in Christ is the light of men. So this is a heavenly light, a divine light, a spiritual light, a saving light, which is the life of Christ, which is the light of men. Though the professors in Christ's time and these times, Papists and Protestants with their darkness, cannot comprehend the light, so not the life. So no true preachers of Christ without the light and life. John said, he was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light, that he was not worthy to unloose the latchet of Christ's shoes. And yet John, who had seen Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, pointed his disciples to him and showed them Christ. And they forsook him and went to Christ. For John came for a witness, to bear witness of him who was the true light, and that he that was to come after him was preferred before him, for he was before him. Yet when John was cast into prison, he questioned whether Christ was he, or whether he should look for another, and sends to Christ. And Christ answers his messengers, and said unto them, the blind receive their sight, and the poor receive the gospel, etc., and as for these Papists and Protestants, and Jews, they question whether Christ, the light that lights every man that comes into the world, whether he is the spiritual, divine, saving, and heavenly light. And further, mark Christ's own words. He said, he is the light of the world that teaches you how to believe. That is to say, all his disciples, as Christ has taught them, who said, believe in the light. Now, believing in the light, you believe in that which does make manifest all things, for that which makes manifest is the light. And therefore to believe in the light is to believe in that which makes manifest Christ to be their way, their teacher, priest, mediator, interceder, savior, and redeemer. And he that believes in the light, believes in that which makes manifest all false ways, and false religions, and false worship, and false teachers, and antichrists. For they that believe in the light, it manifests all true ways and true religions. And so, they are no true believers, neither Protestants nor Papists, who only believe Christ has come from Scripture, as the Jews believed Christ was to come from Scripture. But I say, they are no true believers, but as they also believe in the light as Christ the heavenly man does teach. For the Jews may teach their people to believe from the Scripture, The Papists and Protestants may teach their children to believe from the same, but not believing in the light, they are no true believers, as Christ has taught. For Christ, who is the Savior, he teaches people how to believe and said, believe in the light. Which is plain that they are no true believers that do not believe in the light, neither Jews, nor those that have got the name of Christians. For believing in the light, they become children of the light. And so it is plain, they are no children of light but who believe in the light, nor children of the day. For children of darkness may profess scriptures, the devil may bring scriptures and Protestant and Turk and Papist, and Jew may bring scriptures with a dark spirit and hold them in the unrighteousness. But there is no true believer in God, nor in Christ Jesus, but who believes in the light, which the scripture testifies of. Showing there is no salvation, redemption, justification, sanctification, but to them who believe in the light that manifests all things, nor seeing Christ, who died and is risen for them. And therefore the heavenly man, the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, teaches how to believe and said, believe in the light while you have it. And this light will manifest him to be their way, their truth, and life, which light comes from him who enlightens every man that comes into the world, that all through the light might believe. And so they that believe not in the light, as Christ has taught, are no true ministers, nor true messengers, nor true disciples, nor true Christians, nor true preachers of Christ Jesus, who believe not as he has taught them. But they that lay away Christ's teaching, and teach one another to deny the way that Christ has taught to believe in, are keepers of people in darkness, out of the light, and call it natural, created and made, and conscience. And so with their darkness and blindness give the light such names, who with their darkness cannot comprehend it. For he that believes in the light, it lets him see the scriptures, the prophets, Christ and the apostles' words, and by it they do distinguish the true prophets' words from the false, the holy men's words from the unholy, the sanctified from those who are not sanctified, Christ's words from antichrists, the true apostles' words from the false. So Christ the light teaches his people to believe in that which manifests all things, and they that believe in the light have the witness in themselves of Christ, in whom they do believe they have the witness in themselves, that he is their Redeemer and Savior and their way, their truth, and their life. For with the light they see him, they believing in the light that makes manifest. And after they believe in the light, become children of the light. They witness themselves that they are sealed, for their belief in the light stands in Christ the light, who has bought and purchased them. And after that they are sealed by the Spirit of promise, having God's mark or stamp set upon them, they can set to their seal that God is true in all his promises, in all his prophets concerning Christ Jesus, who taught them to believe in the light. With the light they see and come to know the three that bear record in heaven, and the three that bear record on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. Asterisk below are three testifying events you must experience, which you see by the light with the eyes of your heart, as they occur in your heart. The three events discussed below are what occur when you are truly born again. First, the Spirit that bears witness in the earth, which mortifies them, which circumcises them, which leads them into all truth, in which Spirit is their fellowship, and a bond of peace, which keeps down that which troubles them. By which Spirit the believers are baptized into one body, brought out of the many bodies. And so by the Spirit they are brought to the one head, who is Christ Jesus, though there are many heads in the world, by which Spirit they are sanctified, by which Spirit they are instructed, by which Spirit they worship God, by which Spirit they are covered, by which Spirit they pray, and by which Spirit they sing praises to God who is a Spirit, by which Spirit they have an understanding, the Spirit of wisdom and knowledge, which is to know God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent, which is life eternal. Secondly, they come to know the water which is a witness in the earth, by which they are washed, their minds, their souls, their spirits, and in their bodies with this pure water. And this is a witness in the earth with the light. To those who believe in it, it manifests these two witnesses in the earth, and with the light they see the Pope's counterfeit holy water, which he has set up since the apostles' days, who with the light bear witness against it, not to be God's witness, nor of God's setting up. And so the children of the light, who believe in the light, their bodies, their souls, their spirits, and their minds are washed clean in this pure, clean, holy water. That comes from above, from the pure, holy God, which is one of these witnesses in the earth. The third witness is his blood, with which the hearts of people are sprinkled, and their consciences are sprinkled with the blood of Jesus. As Moses sprinkled the outside of the posts, etc. with the blood of bulls and goats. Which blood of bulls and goats? Christ's blood ends, which sprinkles the heart and conscience of people. So this blood of Jesus Christ, the heavenly man, is felt in the hearts and consciences of people, by which blood they are sanctified, they are cleansed from all their dead works, to serve the living God, and to serve their dead works no longer. So by this blood they are cleansed from all sin. Those who walk in the light and believe in the light, they are children of the light and children of the day. And the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, cleanses them from all sin, and their garments are made white in the blood of the Lamb, by which they come to testify of Jesus. They overcome the beast, the whore, the false church. And so every true believer believes as Christ has taught them, to believe in the light, that so they may become children of the light. They have these three witnesses that bear witness in the earth, to bear witness in themselves. And they can set to their seal, that God is true in all his works, in prophets and apostles and his Son. And they shall come to know, and do come to know, the three that bear record in heaven, and the three that bear record in the earth. George Fox from the journal, This is the Word of the Living God, to all people scattered abroad. The below text, included in the Cites Journal, was added from the Cambridge Journal. The Journal of George Fox, edited from the MSS by Norman Penny, Cambridge University, 1911, an unedited reconstruction from George Fox's original handwritten manuscripts. Click to see a sample. The text having been omitted from the official published version edited by Elwood and the Quaker, Second Day Morning Meeting, which meeting deleted many of Fox's very strong letters, miracles, and like comments. When reading the official journal on the site, you will occasionally see text within braces, denoting text added from the Cambridge Journal. To the light in all your consciences, I do speak, by which you are enlightened withal. Christ Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and the light enlightens everyone that comes into the world. If you love the light, which comes from Christ, and walk in the light, with the light you will see Christ, from where the light comes. But if you hate the light, which shows that you have done evil and shows your evil deeds of lying, swearing, cursing, cheating, fighting, quarreling, whoring, drunkenness, following pleasures according to the way of the world, scoffing, railing, and backbiting, all these deeds of the flesh will be shown as sin and evil with the light. So, with the light, which comes from Christ, you who do these evils will be condemned. If you love it and walk in it, you shall have the light of life and come to hear the word which became flesh, and come to hear the prophet that Moses spoke of, who said in Acts 7:37, like unto me will God raise up a prophet, him shall you hear. When this prophet came, a voice came from heaven and said, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, hear you him. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in times past to the fathers and the prophets, has in these days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, and by whom he also made the world. Heb 1:1-2. But you who hate this light, which Christ has enlightened you withal, do not hear the beloved Son of God. Instead, you are like those who Christ cried woe against, who are in the steps of the Pharisees. Read Matthew 23, in the chiefest seats of the assemblies, standing praying in the synagogues, and called by men master in the steps of the Pharisees and in their seats, out of Christ's commands, and so not his ministers. You follow those who seek their gain from their position, greedy dumb dogs that never have enough, Isa 56:11, and those who bear rule by their status, and hold up the horrible, filthy thing in the land. Take away their status, and they will not rule you through their position. You follow those who are hirelings, and they preach peace to you, but if you fail to put food in their mouths, they will prepare war against you, as you may read in Micah 3:5. These are like those whom the Lord sent Micah to cry against, and are senseless children, foolish people, wise in doing evil, but have no understanding of doing good, as you may read in Jeremiah 4:22. These seek for the fleece and devour you, people like the Lord sent Ezekiel to cry against, Ezra 34. But, said the Lord, I will gather my sheep from their mouths, they shall be a prey to them no longer. Here, with the holy men of God, you are judged among those who these holy men cried against. With the light you are all seen, who hold up such men before mentioned, and who men call ministers of Christ, which are found to be among them whom the holy men of God cried woe against. With the light you are all seen, and with the light they are all condemned. So cover you lips and stop your mouths for shame, for ever saying these men are the ministers of Christ, the same type as whom the Lord sent his prophets to cry against. With his son and with the scriptures, they are all proved and seen, and you that support them too. Those who receive gifts and rewards, the wages of unrighteousness, which the Lord sent his holy apostles to cry against. Those who through covetousness and pretended words have made merchandise of you. Listen, with the light and the life of the scriptures, you and they are seen and condemned by the light, who hate the light and act contrary to the light, and that profess the scriptures to be your rule. With the light, they are all seen to be strangers from the life of God, being among those whom the holy apostles and prophets cried against. You who follow such men are like the silly women that are led captive, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, some still learning 20, 30, 40, even 60 years of more. Ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, as you may read in Timothy and Peter and Jude. You that follow such people do not hear the Son of God. Here with the light, you are all seen in the light to support and follow those who hate the light, those people who in all ages were cried against and condemned with the light. This is the condemnation of the light of all those evil deeds before mentioned, which are done in the nature that is contrary to the light. To you, this is the eternal word of God, and here is your teacher. Loving it, the light which comes from Christ that never changes, shows you your evil deeds in all your past days and times, and all your actions that you have acted contrary to the light, which never changes. With the light, all are seen and condemned, which light never changes. To the light in you I speak, that with it you may see Christ and come to witness the unchangeable priesthood, and deny the priesthood that takes tithes, as the saints did that witnessed him, as you may read in Hebrews 7. So all who dwell in the light, which comes from the unchangeable priest. This light sees, confesses, and denies the changeable priest as the apostles did, who said the changeable priest is changed, as well as the law changed, as you may read in Hebrews 7. So you who support the changeable priesthood that takes tithes, and you that take tithes are turned from the light, which comes from the unchangeable priest, Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is not your way if you are turned from the light, which comes from the unchangeable priest. Rather, you are turned to the changeable. Judas is your way to perdition, and you are condemned with the light which comes from the unchangeable. To the light which comes from Christ in you all, I speak, that you may see what way you walk in. I am a friend of you souls and your eternal good. This is the day of your visitation and salvation. Now, while you have the time, prize it. If you love the light which comes from Christ, here is your way to salvation. If you hate it, here is your way to destruction. And you who hate it, hate Christ from whom it comes. George Fox from the journal, Concerning the Word. The below text included in this site's journal was added from the Cambridge Journal. The Journal of George Fox, edited from the MSS by Norman Penny, Cambridge University, 1911. An unedited reconstruction from George Fox's original handwritten manuscripts. Click to see a sample. The text having been omitted from the official published version edited by Elwood and the Quaker, Second Day Morning Meeting. Which meeting deleted many of Fox's very strong letters, miracles, and light comments. When reading the official journal on the site, you will occasionally see text within braces, denoting text added from the Cambridge Journal. In the beginning was the Word, and none know this Word but those who have come to the beginning. Now all you people and all you ministers, who of you can witness this? Who of you has come to this position? Who of you has come to the beginning? We declare unto you what our hands have handled and what our eyes have seen, what was from the beginning, the word of life. We who know this word are pure, are made clean by the word, are sanctified by the word, are cut to pieces by the word, and are divided asunder by the word. This word is a hammer, beating down everything that the seed of God may raise up discover, and we have come to the beginning. All who know this word have come into the beginning. It is as a fire, burning up all corruptions, and this is the word that is near you, in your heart. This is the word by which all the prophets spoke, and this is the word that became flesh and dwelt among us, said the saints. This is the word of life, which the apostles preached, the substance of all figures, types, and shadows. This is the word which makes all the saints one, that reconciles all their hearts together to the Lord. This is the word by which all things stand and remain and are upheld by his word and power. This is the word which endures forever. All, who are born again of the immortal seed, witness this word along with me. Now the word is made manifest shown, the same as it ever was, which gathers together the hearts of people, which divides asunder the precious and the vile, and of the two, destroying the vile, has made one. This is the word that lets you see that all flesh is grass. This is the word that was before any letter scripture was written. All who do not have this word, put the letter Bible for the word, and are in Cain's nature, envying and murdering, running on swiftly to evil. God does not accept Cain's sacrifice. All your preaching, all your praying, all your reading, all your singing and expounding, all your churches, all your worships, all your teachers, and all your baptisms, these are inventions from the letter Bible, as invented and imagined by your carnal minds. These are all for the fire. Your profession must be gathered together in bundles and cast into the fire, for they are all works of the flesh, proceeding from the first nature. Those of you who live in the first nature, not knowing the word of God, but only the letter, only have knowledge from the Bible. You crucify the just, and you get up into the just's place, quenching the light within you, with the deceit transforming into the just's place, as Cain did when he slew his brother Abel. He got up into his brother's place and said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" So all of you who crucify the just, you are like Cain, for it is the righteous that God accepts, the second birth. As you read, Cain's sacrifice was not accepted by God, but Abel, the second birth, God did accept, for he was righteous. Cain murdered Abel because Abel's works were righteous and Cain's were evil. Now all of you who are in the first birth are Cain in envy, manslayers, and God does not accept your sacrifice. Now all that come to the word come to before Cain was. All the prophets of the Lord spoke from this word, and then the false prophets got the true prophet's form of word, but did not have the word. Then the Lord sent his prophets who had his word to cry against the prophets that speak a divination from their own brain and steal my word from their neighbor. They used their tongues and said, "The Lord said," when the Lord had not spoken to them. As it was then, so it is now. All the religious teachers of the world speak a divination of their own brain and not from the mouth of the Lord. The Lord is against them. Now I witness this by the same word as it ever was. So they draw people to the letter Bible and tell people the letter Bible is the word, and to listen to them who speak from their vain imaginations what it means. So they bear rule by their means over the poor people, which the Lord was always against. For God is free and will have his people to be free, and his gospel is free, and his mercies are free, and his grace is free. His gospel is free to every creature, and his grace is free to every creature. His grace is not the letter Bible. The gospel is not the letter Bible. His glad tidings are not the letter. For many poor troubled souls may be under death and condemnation while they have the letter, and there lie wounded with no peace until Jesus brings the glad tidings of the free gospel. Then you will witness with me that the gospel is a free gospel, and not to be bought and sold for money, and that the grace of God is free. Listen, everyone that thirsts, come to the water of life. He that has no money, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. And listen diligently so that your souls may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. So all people consider, and see if you can witness your souls raised out of death, and your being brought into this everlasting covenant. So who can witness their souls brought out of death? Have you come into the beginning? But you have nothing but the letter, and you are spending your money and labor without being satisfied, spending your money for that which is not bread. You are following greedy, dumb dogs who can never get enough. They are Baal's priests who have forsaken the right way, going after the error of Balaam, running after the way of Cain, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, who always murder the just, despising the birthright in the particular. Like Cain, slaying the righteous, who slays it in the particular, the same nature slays in the general, where the righteous seed guides, rules, and is the head. So the generation of Cain is but one, which is the first birth. Now loving the light, it will guide you from all men, so that you will never have to look to man again for guidance or teaching. George Fox, 1652. For more on the true word, see James Parnell's Does Christ or Scripture Rule? And my sheep hear my voice, from the journal, to a convinced but not purified friend. The below text, included in this site's journal, was added from the Cambridge Journal. The Journal of George Fox, edited from the MSS by Norman Penny, Cambridge University, 1911, an unedited reconstruction from George Fox's original handwritten manuscripts. Click to see a sample. The text having been omitted from the official published version edited by Elwood and the Quaker, Second Day Morning Meeting, which meeting deleted many of Fox's very strong letters, miracles, and light comments. When reading the official journal on the site, you will occasionally see text within braces, denoting text added from the Cambridge Journal. Although a friend of the truth, yet your mind goes out from the truth and is strong in the flesh and the deceit. You live in lust, which darkens your understandings, and in that you are out of the fear of the Lord and are not in the fear of him. But the dark power, who is the prince of the air, is strong in the many strongholds. If you wait in what is pure in you, you will find and see, because God has given you a measure of his spirit, by which you can comprehend things and see the deceits. Now when the mind goes forth from that pure measure, which lets you see deceits, the simplicity is ensnared, and God is not in your thoughts anymore. Instead, the son of perdition in you sits in the temple of God, where he ought not to sit. With the birth of the Lord in you, this son of perdition is discovered, and with the brightness of the Lord's coming in you, he is consumed. That man of sin is revealed in you, and so shall you witness the scriptures fulfilled. But you must wait in that which is pure, which will show you when your mind departs into disobedience, setting up Baal's priests outward before God, and that brings a distraction in the mind where there is a halting between two, you and God. For all of the troubles are without in the world, but Christ said that in me you shall have perfect peace. Wait in Christ and mind him in yourself. There is where you wait for his appearing. Keep focused inward. Stay seeking Christ within yourself. And do not follow the cries of low Christ is here and low Christ is there to distract you to outward seeking. You will have peace in a short time. You will later witness Christ, who is the substance of the prophets and apostles. The scriptures are shown to you within you by Christ to guide you to the Father, the Lord God of heaven and earth. By waiting for the Spirit of the Lord within you to guide your mind, you will find your strength renewed daily by the one Spirit that gave forth the Scriptures. There is no confusion, but instead perfect peace. This Spirit baptizes into the one body, and this Spirit is the unity of the saints, who though absent in body, yet are present in spirit, all being made to drink into one Spirit. This Spirit circumcises and puts off the body of sin from you, and you are sanctified through your obedience to the Spirit. You will come to witness the scriptures pure and clear, as they are without any mixture of man's interpretations, as holy men possess them and gave them forth. So holy men possess them and give them forth again and witness them again. Oh, do not read these things without, read them within instead, or look at them to be hard, but focus on the love of God to you in showing you your condition. For all the scriptures were given forth from an inward principle, as the Lord God of power blesses and directs. There is a blessing, if you are faithful and wait. George Fox from the journal Fox addressing Catholic priests in Ireland. The below text, included in this site's journal, was added from the Cambridge Journal. The Journal of George Fox edited from the MSS by Norman Penny, Cambridge University, 1911. An unedited reconstruction from George Fox's original handwritten manuscripts. Click to see a sample. The text having been omitted from the official published version edited by Elwood and the Quaker, second day, morning meeting, which meeting deleted many of Fox's very strong letters, miracles, and light comments. When reading the official journal on the site, you will occasionally see text within braces, denoting text added from the Cambridge Journal. The below omission is light humor and ends with a very strong comment. Coming to a town on the time they call Whitsunday Holy Days, the streets were full of the Irish people who had been at Mass. I called for their Jesuits and priests, and the people asked for what purpose. I replied, I would give them 2 pence for their labors in saying a 2 pennies worth Mass for my horse, which was not unreasonable since they had a Mass for candles and a Mass for lambs. Why might not my horse have a Mass as well as the candles and lambs, for he was a good creature? In many towns and cities I called for the same Mass, and the papists asked why did I meddle with their religion, but I could get no answer from them. Therefore I told them, they were worse than the priests of Baal, for Baal's priests tried their wooden god, but these dared not try their god of bread and wine, and Baal's priests and people did not eat their god, as these did, and then make another. Fox is referring to the Roman Catholic belief that if a priest says a prayer over bread and wine, they are miraculously transformed into Christ's body and blood. The trial he proposed is to take bread and wine, divide each in half, perform their magic on one half and see if it lasts any longer than the bread without sorcery performed on it. George Fox from the Journal, an instructive letter to Parliament, which illustrates what is possible for believers to attain, the fullness of Christ within. Early Quakers who spoke from the Spirit of God were being persecuted. To you who are chosen by these nations to be the Parliament, to divide, rule, and govern things. This is the word of the Lord God to you. Take heed of acting against Christ, where he is made manifest, shown, and revealed. Take heed of acting of doing anything against those who are in the pure religion, or doing anything against religion. How do you not know that this thing has occurred to test whether or not you will act against Christ, where he is manifest in his members? For it is said, Christ in you. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin. And if Christ is in you, may he not speak in righteousness and be confessed there. Now if Christ is not in you, Mark, if Christ is not in you, you are reprobates, sin still lives in you. And if Jesus Christ is in you, must he not speak? Mark, Jesus Christ, the Immanuel God with us, the Savior, is it an offense for Christ to speak, Jesus to speak where he is within? Now examine yourselves, know you not that Jesus Christ is within you, except if you are reprobates? And if Jesus Christ is in you, must he not speak? In you, is it not he that must speak? For the natural man perceives not the things of God because they are spiritually discerned, and they are foolishness to him. Did not the apostle say, He no longer lived, but Christ lives in me? It was Christ that lived in him. It was Christ that spoke in him. Mark, if it was Christ that lived in him, and the life that he now lived was Christ that lived in him, then the life he now lived was by the faith of the Son of God. Mark what a life this was. And did he not say that the Son of God was revealed in him? And if the Son of God is revealed in anyone, must he not speak and declare the Father? Since the days of the apostles, people have had the form of godliness, but have lacked the things that the apostles were in, who had the Son of God, Christ Jesus. Therefore it is by them that have the form of godliness only, who have wondered at and marveled at Christ in control, and who are not in the power of God, who also wonder and marvel wherever Christ is manifest, speaks, acts, and rules. Was it not the apostles' doctrine to preach Christ in them, and told them that the hope of glory was Christ in them, which was the ministry hidden for ages and generations? Is not this Christ, the hope of glory, a mystery in this age, as it was in the days of the apostles, and had been to generations before? Since the apostles, has this not been a mystery to the world in those ages past among those that had the form of godliness? But where Christ is within, this mystery and this hope of glory is witnessed, and must he not be allowed to speak without offense? Did not Christ say he would come again to his disciples and make his home with them? And did he not say, I in you, and the Spirit of the Father that speaks in you? Were they not told to take no thought as to what they were to say, when they were brought before magistrates and rulers, so that it would not be them that spoke, but the Spirit of the Father and the Spirit of Christ that spoke instead? Is not the Spirit of the Father the Spirit of Christ? Are not those who don't have the Spirit of Christ none of his? Therefore, take heed, I am moved to warn you and charge you in the presence of the Lord God, you rulers and magistrates of this nation, for fear that you are found acting against the Spirit of the Father, where he speaks in those who are brought before you, you, who have a form of godliness. Do not act against those who witness Christ in them, and the Spirit of the Father speaking, and the Son of God having come, according to his promise, which those witness this promise fulfilled in them. Does not John in his general epistle say that the Son of God has come, and they were in him, and this was the true God and eternal life? Do not the apostles in their several epistles, which have been read among you, speak that Christ is in you, and of their being the sons of God, and that the Son of God was revealed in them, with the Spirit of the Father in them and Christ, the mystery in them? Have you not heard these things read among yourselves? Have not these things been long hidden among them that have the form of godliness? Christ in the male and female. God will dwell in you and walk in you, and the Word is in your heart. Is not Christ's name called the Word of God? Now do you not think it strange that anyone witness these things, and that these things should be possessed? Since these words were spoken forth, the night of apostasy has been long in which you have had only the form of godliness. The things of which these words spoke were the things that they, the apostles, enjoyed, but now these things have come to be possessed again. What was it that spoke the above words, which those in the long night of apostasy have had the form of since the days of the apostles? If what spoke the above words was not the Spirit of God, or the Spirit of the Father, or the Spirit of Christ that speaks in man, then the spirit that spoke the words is natural and devilish. And such a spirit stands against the voice of Christ and the Spirit of God. But if any mere created being says that he is Christ speaking, that is false. For is it not so that all creatures were created by him and for him? All things that were made were created for his service by Christ Jesus, the power of God, by which all things were made and created. Where the power of God is, there is Christ. Christ is the power of God. Take notice of the fact that the power of God is everlasting, and where the power of God is received and felt, Christ is received and felt, and where the power of God speaks, Christ speaks. And you, who feel the power of God, feel Christ and will not be offended at the power of God where it speaks, which is Christ. So Christ is one in all who are in the power. Where the power of God does not rule and speak, the power of the devil speaks. And that power of the devil is what is tormented by the power of God, which is Christ that speaks. If the truth speaks, is it not Christ? Does he not say, I am the truth? And if the life speaks, is it not Christ? Is that not the life? If the unrighteous speak, it is a false thing. But if the power of God speaks, it is true. If it is not the power of God that speaks, which is the true Christ, then it is the devil, which is the false Christ. Examine yourselves. If Christ is in you, then the body is dead because of sin, and there the sin is dead, and is not Christ Jesus in you, unless you are reprobates, and your sin is still alive. Is not he the Immanuel God with us and the Savior? And is he not the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Life and the Hosanna, favorably inclined? And is this not witnessed within where he is made manifest, or is he separate from these? Is he not the Lamb of God, and are not they against him, where he is manifest within? Those who would not have him speak, and those who would not have him reign. Here you may see what has been lost since the days of the apostles, which they were in and enjoyed, in this night of the apostasy. Until this time, they had the form of godliness, but not the power. But now the power is again coming to be manifested, which power had been lost, which power is the truth, the power of the form, and the life of Christ, and Christ himself, the Immanuel. Therefore, take heed of persecuting what he has created and made by his power, where the power is received and dwelled in, for the power's sake, which is Christ, and those in which the power speaks through. Wherever the power of God rules, if there is a fault, it is judged. But where the seed is, that is to be admitted and acknowledged. It is unjust that the mouth of that seed should be stopped. In the fear and meekness, weigh and consider these things before you act, and consider what was in the apostles that caused them to suffer. George Fox, the first day of the ninth month, 1656, click to see examples of their persecutions. Postscript: if the seed speaks, which seed is Christ, he has no other name. For the seed is Christ Jesus, and it is not blasphemy for someone to say that Christ speaks where he is possessed and in control of the Spirit, but truth. But if the seed of the serpent speaks and says he is Christ, that speaks, that is the liar speaking and the blasphemy, and that is the ground of all blasphemies and is not the seed, which is Christ. But the seed of the serpent is to be bruised, which is the cause of all the enmity, strife, and debate with the seed of the woman, which is Christ. Cite editor's note. Fox has said, the spirit that speaks through you is either Christ or the devil. There is no in-between spirit that is 99% undevilish. That is like being 99% unpregnant. Scripturally, this backed up by, let your yes be yes and your no, no, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one. Matt 5:37, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Matt 12:36. Until we are purified, it is the spirit of the serpent, the evil one, speaking in us. Therefore, until we have Christ in control of our mouths, after purification and perfection, we should speak as little as possible. The state of purification and subsequent union with Christ was realized by tens of thousands early Quakers in the 17th century. They claimed the same spirit as the apostles, who spoke the word of God from his controlling spirit within them. This website is dedicated to showing you how to access the power of God to change you, so that Christ rules your words, deeds, and even thoughts. From the journal. All friends of the Lord everywhere, whose minds are turned in towards the Lord, take heed to the light within you, which is the light of Christ, which, as you love it, will call your minds inward that are abroad in the things of this world. So your minds may be renewed by it and turned to God in this which is pure, to worship the living God, the Lord of hosts, over all the things in the world. That which calls your minds out of the lusts of the world will call them out of the affections and desires and turn you to set your affections on heavenly things instead. The same that calls the mind out of the world will give judgment upon the world's affections and lusts. The same calls out your minds from the world's teachers and the things to have your minds renewed. There is your obedience known and found. There the image of God is renewed in you, and you come to grow up in it. That which calls your minds out of the earth turns them towards God, where the pure babe is born of the virgin. And the babe's food is known, the children's bread, which comes from the living God and nourishes up to eternal life. Which babes and children receive their wisdom from above, from the pure living God, and not from the worldly men. For that heavenly wisdom is trampled underfoot by such men. All who hate this light, whose minds are abroad in the things of the world, in the world, and in the image of the devil, get the words of the saints, that received their wisdom from above, into their old nature and their corrupted minds. Such people are murderers of the just and enemies to the cross of Christ. In these people, the prince of the air lodges, sons of perdition, betrayers of the just. Therefore, take heed to that light which is oppressed with the fleshly nature, which light, as it arises, shall condemn all that cursed nature, shall expel it, and shut it out of the house. So you will come to see the candle lit, and the house being swept and swept clean. Then afterward the pure pearl arises, and then the eternal God is exalted. The same light that calls in your minds out of the world, that are abroad, the same turns them to God the Father of lights. Here in the pure mind is the pure God waited upon for wisdom from above. And the pure God is seen night and day, and the eternal peace, of which there is no end, enjoyed. People may have openings, and yet their minds go into the lusts of the flesh, but there the affections are not mortified. Therefore listen to that, take heed to that, which calls your minds out of the affections and lusts of the world to have them renewed. The same will turn your minds to God, the same light will set your affections above, and bring you to wait for the pure wisdom of God from above, that it may be justified in you. Wait all in that the light, which calls your minds inward and turns them to God, here is the true cross. That mind shall feed upon nothing that is of the world, but be kept in the pure light up to God, to feed upon the living food which comes from the living God. The Lord God Almighty be with you all, dear babes, and keep you all in his strength and power to his glory, over all the world, you whose minds are called out of it, and turned to God, to worship the Creator and serve him, and not the creature. The light of God which calls the mind out of the creatures, and turns it to himself, brings into a being of endless joy and peace. Here is always a seeing God present, which is not known to the world, whose hearts are in the creatures, whose knowledge is in the flesh, whose minds are not renewed. Therefore all friends, the seed of God mind and dwell in to reign over the unjust, and the power of the Lord dwell in to keep you clear in your understandings, that the seed of God may reign in you all. The seed of God, which is but one in all, is Christ in the male and in the female, which the promise is to. Wait upon the Lord for the just to reign over the unjust, for the seed of God to reign over the seed of the serpent, and be the head, and that all that is mortal may die, for out of that will rise presumption. So fare you well, and God Almighty bless, guide, and keep you in his wisdom. George Fox from Letter 280. All dear friends everywhere, who have no helper but the Lord, who is your strength and your life, let your cries and prayers be to him, from whom all your help and strength comes, who with his eternal power has kept up your heads above all waves and storms. Let none go out of their habitations in the stormy time of the night, whose habitation is in the Lord. Let everyone keep his habitation and stand in his lot, the seed, Christ Jesus, to the end of the day. There is the lot of your inheritance, and in this seed you will see the bright and morning star appear, which will expel the night of darkness that has been in your hearts, by which morning star you will come to the everlasting day, which was before night was. So everyone feel this bright morning star in your hearts, there to expel the darkness. George Fox Moore from the journal All Friends Everywhere. Know the seed of God, which bruises the seed of the serpent, and is atop of the seed of the serpent, which seed sins not, but bruises the serpent's head that does sin, and tempts to sin, which seed God's promise and blessing is to, and which seed is one in the male and in the female. You have come to the beginning where the seed of God is the head and has bruised the head of the other. And the new man is known, and he is known that is servant to the new man. And the promise of God to the seed is fulfilled and fulfilling, and the scriptures come to be opened and owned. And the flesh of Christ is known to be he who took upon him the seed of Abraham according to the flesh. The everlasting priesthood is known, and in the everlasting covenant Christ takes upon him the seed of Abraham, and he is a priest after the order of Melchizedek, without father, without mother, without beginning of days or end of life. He is the priest that lives forever, the covenant of life, light, and peace. The everlasting offering here is known once and for all, which offering overthrows that nature which offered, out of which the priesthood arose, that could not continue by reason of death. And here is the other offering known, the everlasting offering, which perfects forever them that are sanctified, which offering blotted out the handwriting of ordinances, triumphs over them, and ascends above all principalities and powers. He that has the Spirit of Jesus sees this, and here is the love of God received, that does not rejoice in iniquity, but leads to repent of it. This is the word of the Lord God to you all. Friends everywhere scattered abroad, know the power of God in one another, and in that rejoice, for then you rejoice in the cross of Christ, who is not of the world, which cross is the power of God to all of them who are saved. You that know and feel the power, feel the cross of Christ. You feel the gospel, which is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. He that believes in the light, believes in the everlasting covenant, in the one offering. He comes to the life of the prophets and Moses, comes to see Christ the hope, the mystery, which hope does not perish. The light lets you see the hope that perishes, which is not a mystery. And in that perishing hope the expectation fades. Where this never-failing hope is witnessed, the Lord comes to be sanctified in the heart, and you come to the beginning, to Christ the hope, which does not perish. But the other hope and the other expectation perish. So all of you know the perishing of the other hope, and the failing of the expectation within, and know the hope that does not perish, that you may be ready to give your reason for this hope, with meekness and fear, to every man that asks you. Christ the hope, the mystery that perishes not, the end of all perishing things, the end of all changeable things, the end of the decaying covenant, the end of that which waxes old and does decay, the end of the first covenant of Moses and of the prophets, the righteousness of God, Christ Jesus the Son. His throne you will know, heirs with him you will be, who makes his children kings and priests to him, and brings them to know his throne and his power. There is no justification out of the light, out of Christ. Justification is in the light, in Christ. Here is one who does the will of God, here is the entering into the kingdom. He that believes in the light becomes a child of light, and here the wisdom is received, that is justified of her children. Here believing in the light, you shall not abide in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And everyone will come to witness the light that shines in your hearts, which will give you the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. With this light you will see him reign, who is the Prince of life and peace, which light turns from him that is out of the truth and abode not in it, where the true peace is not. More excerpts from the journal, friends, don't be hasty, for he who believes in the light is not in a hurry. Here the grace is received by which you come to be saved. The election is known that obtains the promise. The will is seen that wills. The mind is known that runs and does not obtains, but stops and dulls. When the light sees, judges, and stops the haste, the patience is formed which obtains the crown, and the immortality is brought to light. So all who act contrary to the light, and do not believe in it, fail to come to justification. And all friends, if you go from the light and from wanting to have the promise of God fulfilled to the seed in you, so that you may know Christ to reign in you, you thereby bring on yourselves changeable garments, and come to wear the changeable garments and the strange flesh, which leads to spiritual adultery, which the law seizes. This shuts out of the kingdom, and out of kingdom works are produced which are for the fire, by which you may come to suffer loss. Therefore love the light, which condemns your apathy, and receive the power from the Lord, with which you stand over the apathy and condemn it. Here you feel and see that which gives you victory over the world, and to see beyond time to before time was. Again, friends, know Abraham who obeyed the voice of Sarah, he who fathered a son and cast out the bondwoman and her son. Do not depart from this principle, or you will harbor wildness. Know the source of the wild son and its mother, who is not Sarah. For the promise is to the seed, not of many, but one, which seed is Christ. And this seed you now come to witness standing on the top of all, yes, on the head of the serpent. And so all, as I said before, who come to feel and witness this, come to the beginning. And to the beginning come all the seed of God, the church, that the beginning you may all come to know, where there is no blemish, nor spot, nor wrinkle, nor any such thing. This is that which is purchased by the blood of Jesus, and presented to the Father out of all that defiles, which is the pillar and ground of truth. None attain to this but such who come to the light of Christ, who purchased this church. They who go from the light are shut out and condemned, though they profess all the scriptures declared from it. Therefore walk in the light, that you may have fellowship with the Son and with the Father. And come all to witness his image, his power, and his law, which is his light that has converted your souls and brought them to submit to the higher power, above that which is out of the truth, that you may know here the mercy and truth and the faith that works by love which Christ is the author of, who lights every one of you, which faith gives the victory. That which gives the victory is perfect, and that which the ministers of God received from God is that which is perfect, and that which they are to minister is for the perfecting of the saints, until they all come in the unity of the faith unto a perfect man. This is the word of the Lord to you all. Everyone in the measure of life weight, that with it all your minds may be guided up to the Father of life, the Father of spirits, to receive power from him, and wisdom, that with it you may be ordered to his glory, to whom be all glory forever. All keep in the light and life, that judges down that which is contrary to the light and life. So the Lord God Almighty be with you all. And keep your meetings everywhere, being guided by that of God, by that you may see the Lord God among you, who enlightens every man that comes into the world, that all men in the world might believe. He that believes not, the light condemns him. He that believes comes out of condemnation. This light, which enlightens every man that comes into the world, which they that hate it stumble at it, the light of men. George Fox, true religion is the true rule and right way of serving God. And religion is a pure stream of righteousness flowing from the image of God, and is the life and power of God planted in the heart and mind by the law of life. This brings the soul, mind, spirit, and body to be conformable to God, the Father of spirits, and to Christ, so that they come to have fellowship with the Father and the Son, and with all his holy angels and saints. This religion is pure from above, undefiled before God, leads to visit the fatherless, widows, and strangers, and keeps from the spots of the world. This religion is above all the defiled, spotted religions in the world, that keep not from defilements and spots, but leave their believers impure, below, and spotted, whose fatherless, widows, and strangers beg up and down the streets. George Fox, the Lord shows a man his thoughts and discovers all the secret things in man. And man may be brought to see his evil thoughts, running mind, and vain imaginations, and may strive to keep them down and to keep his mind in, but cannot overcome them nor keep his mind within to the Lord. In this state and condition, submit to the Spirit of the Lord that shows them, and that will bring to wait upon the Lord, and he that has discovered them will destroy them. Therefore stand in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the author of the true faith, and mind him, for he will discover the root of lusts, evil thoughts, and vain imaginations, and how they are begotten, conceived, and bred, and then how they are brought forth, and how every evil member works. He will discover every principle from its own nature and root. So mind the faith of Christ and the anointing which is in you, to be taught by it, which will discover all workings in you. As he teaches you, so obey and repent, else you will not grow in the faith or in the life of Christ where the love of God is received. Now love creates love, its own nature and image, and when mercy and truth meet, what joy there is. Mercy triumphs over judgment, and love and mercy bear the judgment of the world in patience. That which cannot bear the world's judgment is not the love of God, for love bears all things and is above the world's judgment, for the world's judgment is but foolishness. Though it be the world's judgment and practice to cast all the filthiness that is among themselves upon the saints, yet their judgment is false. The chaste virgins follow Christ the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world, but they that are of that spirit which is not chaste will not follow Christ the Lamb in his steps, but are disobedient to him in his commands. The fleshly mind does mind the flesh, talks fleshly, and its knowledge is fleshly and not spiritual, but savors of death, not of the spirit of life. Some men have the nature of swine wallowing in the mire. Some have the nature of dogs to bite both the sheep and one another. Some have the nature of lions to tear, devour, and destroy. Some the nature of wolves to tear and devour the lambs and sheep of Christ. And some the nature of the serpent, that old adversary, to sting in venom and poison. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear, and learn these things within himself. Some men have the natures of other beasts and creatures, minding nothing but earthly and visible things, and feeding without the fear of God. Some have the nature of a horse, to prance and vapor in their strength, and to be swift in doing evil. Some have the nature of tall, sturdy oaks, to flourish and spread in wisdom and strength, who are strong in evil, which must perish and come to the fire. Thus the evil is but one in all, but works many ways. And whatsoever a man or woman's nature is addicted to that is outward, the evil one will suit him and please his nature and appetite to keep his mind in his inventions and in the creatures from the Creator. Oh, therefore do not let the mind go from God, for if it does, it will be stained, venomed, and corrupted. If the mind goes forth from the Lord, it is hard to bring it in again. Therefore take heed of the enemy and keep in the faith of Christ. Oh, therefore mind that which is eternal and invisible, and him who is the creator and mover of all things. For the things that are made are not made of things that appear, for the visible covers the invisible sight in you. But as the Lord, who is invisible, does open you by his invisible power and spirit, and brings down the carnal mind in you, so the invisible and immortal things are brought to light in you. Oh, therefore you that know the light, walk in the light. For there are children of darkness that will talk of the light and of the truth, yet not walk in it. But the children of light love the light and walk in the light. But the children of darkness walk in darkness and hate the light. In them the earthly lusts and carnal mind choke the seed of faith, which brings oppression on the seed and death over themselves. Oh, therefore mind the pure spirit of the everlasting God, which will teach you to use the creatures in their right place, and which judges the evil. To you, O God, be all glory and honor, who are Lord of all visibles and invisibles. To you be all praise, who brings out of the deep to yourself, O powerful God, who is worthy of all glory. For the Lord who created all and gives life and strength to all, is over all and merciful to all. So you, who have made all and over all, to you be all glory. In you is my strength, refreshment and life, my joy and my gladness, my rejoicing and glorying forevermore. To live and walk in the Spirit of God is joy, peace, and life. But the mind going forth into the creatures, or into any visible things from the Lord, this brings death. When the mind goes into the flesh, and into death, the accuser gets within, and the law of sin and death gets into the flesh. Then the life suffers under the law of sin and death, and then there is straitness and failings. For then the good is shut up, and the self-righteousness is set atop. Then man works in the outward law, and he cannot justify himself by the law, but is condemned by the light. For he cannot get out of that state, except by abiding in the light, resting in the mercy of God, and believing in him from whom all mercy flows. For there is peace in resting in the Lord Jesus. This is the narrow way that leads to him, the life, but few will abide in it. Therefore keep in the innocence, and be obedient to the faith in him. Take heed of conforming to the world, and of reasoning with flesh and blood, for that brings disobedience. And then imaginations and questionings arise to draw from obedience to the truth of Christ. But the obedience of faith destroys imaginations, questionings, and reasonings, with all the temptations in the flesh, buffetings, looking forth, and fetching up things that are past. But not keeping in the life and light, not crossing the corrupt will by the power of God, the evil nature grows up in man. Then burdens will come, and man will be stained with that nature. But Esau's mountain shall be laid waste and become a wilderness where the dragons lie. But Jacob, the second birth, shall be fruitful and shall arise. For Esau is hated and must not be Lord. But Jacob, the second birth, which is perfect and plain, shall be Lord, for he is beloved of God. George Fox, do not those called Christianity live in talking of Christ's, of the apostles' and prophets' words and the letter of the scriptures? And do not their priests minister the letter, read the Bible, with their own conceptions of what the words mean? For money, though the holy scriptures were freely given from God, Christ, the prophets, and apostles. Yet the apostle said, the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. 2 Cor 3, 6. The true ministers of the New Testament are not ministers of the letter, but of the spirit, and they sow to the spirit, and of the spirit reap life eternal. But people spending time about old authors and talking of them and of the outward letter does not feed their souls. For talking about food and clothing does not clothe body, nor feed it. No more are their souls and spirits fed and clothed, except they have the bread and water of life from heaven to feed them, and the righteousness of Christ to clothe them. Talking of outward things and spiritual things, and not possessing them, may starve both their bodies and their souls. Therefore quench not the Spirit of God, which will lead you to be diligent in all things. George Fox, the Lord is King over all the earth. Therefore, all people praise and glorify your King in true obedience, in uprightness, and in the beauty of holiness. Oh, consider, in true obedience the Lord is known, and an understanding from him is received. Mark and consider in silence, in lowliness of mind, and you will hear the Lord speak to you in your mind. His voice is sweet and pleasant, his sheep hear his voice and will not hearken to another. When they hear his voice, they rejoice and are obedient, They also sing for joy. Oh, their hearts are filled with everlasting triumph. They sing and praise the eternal God in Zion. Their joy man shall never take from them. Glory to the Lord God forevermore. George Fox to all you that love the Lord Jesus Christ with a pure and naked heart and the generation of the righteous. Christ was always hated, and so the righteous are hated for his sake. Mind who they were that did always hate them. He that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, so it is now. Mind who were the principal opposers of Christ, even the great learned men, the heads of the people, rulers and teachers, that professed the law and the prophets and looked for Christ. They looked for an outwardly glorious Christ, to hold up their outward glory. But Christ spoke against the works of the world, and against the priests, scribes, and Pharisees, and their hypocritical profession. He that is a stranger to Christ is a hireling, but the servants of Jesus Christ are free men. The false teachers always laid burdens upon the people, and the true servant of the Lord declared against them. Jeremiah spoke against hirelings and said, it was a horrible thing, and said, what will you do in the end? For the people and priests were given to covetousness. Paul spoke against such as made gain from the people, and exhorted the saints to turn away from such as were covetous and proud, such as loved pleasures more than God, such as had a form of godliness, but denied the power of that. For of this sort, said he, are they that creep into houses and lead captive silly women who are ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, men of corrupt mind, reprobate concerning the faith, and as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these resist the truth. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be made manifest unto all men. Moses rejected honors and pleasures, which he might have enjoyed. The apostle in his time saw this corruption entering, which now is spread over the world, of having a form of godliness but denying the power. Ask any of your teachers whether you may ever overcome your corruptions or sins. None of them believe that, but as long as man is here, he must, they say, carry about with him the body of sin. Thus pride is kept up, and that honor and mastership which Christ denied, and all unrighteousness. Yet multitudes of teachers, heaps of teachers. The golden cup full of abominations. Paul did not preach for wages, but labored with his hands, that he might be an example to all that follow him. O people, see who follow Paul. The prophet Jeremiah said, the prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. But now the priests bear rule by the means, salaries they get from the people. Take away their means, and they will bear rule over you no longer. They are such as the apostle said, intruded into those things which they never saw, being vainly puffed up with a fleshly mind. And as the scriptures declare of some of old, they go in the way of Cain, who was a murderer, and in the way of Balaam, who coveted the wages of unrighteousness. The prophet Micah also cried against the judges that judged for reward, and the priests that taught for hire, and the prophets that prophesied for money, yet leaned on the Lord, saying, is not the Lord among us? Gifts blind the eyes of the wise. The gift of God was never purchased with money. All the holy servants of God cried against deceit, and where the Lord has manifested his love, they loathe it, and that nature which holds it up. George Fox to you all, friends everywhere, scattered abroad. In the measure of the life of God, wait for wisdom from God from whom it comes. And all of you, who are children of God, wait for the living food from the living God to be nourished up to eternal life from the one fountain from where life comes. So that you may all be guided and walk in order. Servants in your places, young men and young women in your places, and rulers of families. That everyone, in your respective places, may adorn the truth in the measure of it. With it let your minds be kept up to the Lord Jesus, from where it comes, that you may be a sweet savor to God, and in wisdom you may all be ordered and ruled, that you may be a crown and a glory to one another in the Lord. And that no strife, bitterness, or self-will may appear among you, but all that may be condemned with the light in which is the unity. And that everyone in the unity may see to and take care of the ordering and ruling of their own family, that in righteousness and wisdom their family may be governed. May the fear and dread of the Lord reside in everyone's heart. May everyone come to receive the secrets of the Lord. May you come to be stewards of his grace, to dispense it to everyone as they have need. And so in savoring and right discerning you may all be kept, that nothing contrary to the pure life of God may be brought forth in you, or among you, but all that is contrary to it may by it be judged. That in light, in life, and love you may all live, and all that is contrary to the light, life, and love may be brought to judgment, and by that light be condemned. And that no fruitless trees be among you, but all cut down, condemned by the light, and cast into the fire, that everyone may bear and bring forth fruit to God and grow fruitful in his knowledge and in his wisdom. And that none may appear in words, beyond what they are in the life that gave forth the words. Here none shall be as the untimely figs, none shall be of those trees whose fruit withers, such go in Cain's way from the light, and by it are condemned. Let none of you boast yourselves above your measure. If you do, you are excluded out of God's kingdom. For the boasting part raises the pride, and the strife which is contrary to the light that leads to the kingdom of God, which the light gives an entrance to the kingdom and an understanding of the things that belong to the kingdom. In the kingdom, everyone receives the light and life of man, and receives him who was before the world was, and by whom it was made, who is the righteousness of God and his wisdom. To whom belongs all glory, honor, thanks, and praise, who is God, blessed forever. Let neither image nor likeness be made, but wait in the light, which will bring condemnation on that part which would make images, for that which makes images prisons the just. Do not yield to the lust of the eye or lust of the flesh, for the pride of life stands in the lust which keeps out the love of the Father, and upon pride his judgments and wrath remain, where the love of the world is sought after, and a crown that is mortal is sought. In this ground the evil enters, which is cursed, which brings forth briars and thorns, where death reigns, and tribulation and anguish are upon every soul, and the Egyptian tongue is heard, all which by the light is condemned. There is the world, which must be removed. By the light the world is seen, and by the power the world is removed, and out of its place the world is shaken, to which the thunders utter their voices, before the mysteries of God are opened and Jesus revealed. Therefore all of you, whose minds are turned to this light, wait upon the Lord Jesus for the crown that is immortal, and that fades not away. George Fox, this website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.